Chapter 5. Monday 1. Start at the end. Monday starts with an exercise that we call Start at the End. What do you want your business to look like in the future? This exercise will help you to answer this question and decide on your future goal. To start the conversation, ask your team this question. Why are we doing this project? Where do we want to be 6 months, a year, or even 5 years from now? This start at the end discussion can take 30 seconds or 30 minutes. If the people on your team do not agree on your goal, or if something is not clear, do not worry about it. But do discuss it and try to find a solution. Sometimes, it is not easy to agree on a future goal. The Blue Bottle team agreed on bring great coffee to new customers online. It could have been simpler if they had changed it to sell more coffee online, but they wanted to include the idea of quality in their goal as well. They also wanted to include the idea of getting new customers and not only selling to old ones. Savvy Oak also had problems with agreeing on their goal. They wanted to achieve a lot with the relay delivery robot. So, what should their goal be? Make the hotel work better? Get as many robots into hotels as possible? In the end, they wanted to focus on their customers. So, they agreed on give the hotel guests a better experience. This is the same goal as the hotels. When you have agreed on your goal, write it at the top of the whiteboard. It will stay there during the sprint, and it will help everybody to remember the goal while they are working. Savvy Oak's and Blue Bottle's long-term goals show that they believe that their projects will succeed. They assume that everything will go well in the future. But sprint teams also need to think about what could happen if things in the future go badly. This means that your team has to answer these two questions. What could cause our business to fail? And how could our goal go wrong? For example, the Savvy Oak team believed that their robot would give hotel guests a better experience. But they also thought about what would happen if the robots did not work in the way that they expected. So the team members asked themselves more questions during the sprint. Will it be difficult for the robot to deliver things? The answer was no. And will the robots make the guests feel nervous? The answer was also no. Make a list of your sprint questions on a second whiteboard, if you have one. Here are some questions for the team to focus on. 1. What questions do we want to answer in this sprint? 2. If we want to succeed with our long-term goal, what has to be true? 3. Imagine that we have traveled into the future. Our project has failed. What do we think caused that? To do this exercise, we need to change all the things that we believe about the company and its goals into questions. For example, Blue Bottle Coffee believed that their website would show customers that they knew a lot about coffee. This is how to change what we believe into a question. Question: if we want to reach new customers, what has to be true? Answer: they have to trust us and see that we know a lot about coffee. Question: how can we turn that into a question? Answer: will new customers trust us and see that we know a lot about coffee? Writing questions in this way seems strange, but when we do this, It helps the team to focus on the most important problems during the sprint. It also helps the team to find good answers to the questions that they have written.